And this morning here in Los Angeles, the nominations for the 85th Academy Awards were announced. The movie with the most nomination, Steven Spielberg's Lincoln, with 12 nods.
Euclid's first common notion is this: things which are equal to the same thing are equal to each other. That's a rule of mathematical reasoning. It's true because it works.
My name is Pai Patel. I have been in a shipwreck. I am on a lifeboat alone with the tiger.
We heard Daniel Day-Lewis as Abraham Lincoln, and then just now, the movie Life of Pi, directed by Ang Lee, the second most nominated movie with 11 nominations. The winners will be announced on February 24th at the Academy Awards. And joining us for a closer look is Linda Holmes, who writes NPR's pop culture blog, Monkey See. Any surprises, Linda? So far, these two could have been expected.
Those two were widely expected to do very well, and they did. I think the biggest surprises came in the director category, where Ben Affleck was not nominated for directing Argo, and especially Kathryn Bigelow was not nominated for directing Zero Dark Thirty. She, in particular, I think was considered to be a lock and a very strong contender for the win. She wasn't nominated. Instead of those two, you got essentially two directors of films that were not necessarily as much frontrunners: Michael Haneke, who is the director of the film Amour, and also Ben Zeitlin, who is the director of a movie called Beasts of the Southern Wild, which has not gotten as much publicity but is also very beloved.
Now, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Animor, did well overall in these nominations, as did another smaller movie, Silver Linings Playbook.
Silver Linings Playbook did very well. The film was nominated, the director was nominated, the screenplay was nominated, and it was nominated in all four acting categories: lead actor and actress, and supporting actor and actress. That's a pretty impressive sweep. So those three all did well. They were all nominated for Best Picture, along with Argo, Django Unchained, Les Miserables, Life of Pi, and Lincoln, as you mentioned, and Zero Dark Thirty.
And let's talk momentarily about the actor-actress category, a pretty cool actress category, both the oldest and the youngest actresses ever nominated. I think that's right.
That is absolutely right. The oldest and youngest actresses ever. The oldest is Emmanuelle Riva, who is 85 years old and is nominated for Amour. And the youngest is Quvenzhané Wallace, nominated for Beast of the Southern Wild. She is 9 years old now. She was 5 when she auditioned for the film. And there are some other actors who were nominated for widely decorated films, including Philip Seymour Hoffman is nominated for The Master, Joaquin Phoenix is nominated for The Master, Christoph Waltz for Django Unchained, not Jamie Foxx, unfortunately. And probably the biggest lock of this Oscars is Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln,
who is actually obviously nominated as predicted for Best Actor.
Absolutely.
So is there a takeaway from this year's roundup of nominations about the Academy Awards?
I think there is. When they originally expanded the field, it used to be 5 Best Picture nominees. It can now be anywhere between 5 and 10. I think the expectation was it would benefit bigger, more popular films. The Dark Knight was one of the ones that motivated that change in a lot of people's minds.
It's actually the original Dark Knight.
Right. It's actually turned out to benefit, I think, some very small films, including Beasts of the Southern Wild and Amour, both of which are a little off the beaten path for the Academy.
Linda, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Linda Holmes writes NPR's pop culture blog, Monkey See.
But let's not waste any more time on acclaimed movies. We have news of the Razzies, the annual spoof of the Academy Awards, highlighting the year's worst movies and performances.
Razzie winners are announced the night before the Oscars, and the nominations came out this week. They went to some movies you might have forgotten, including Battleship and That's My Boy. Acting nominations go to Adam Sandler, Tyler Perry, and Katherine Heigl.
Leading the pack is Twilight, Breaking Dawn, Part 2. It is to the Razzies what Gone with the Wind or Avatar have been to the Oscars. The vampire flick is up for 11 awards this year, including Worst Picture, Worst Director, and Worst Screenplay.
Twilight star Robert Pattinson is up for Worst Actor. But he didn't do as well, or maybe we should say as badly, as his co-star Kristen Stewart. She is nominated twice for Worst Actress in both Twilight and Snow White and the Huntsman. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.